Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Doing just a quick reaction to week four here, and this is post-Brady-Belichick reunion tour, and quite a game that happened. So here's some things we're going to be looking for, and some potential pivot plays we're looking to make this week. So Teddy Bridgewater concussion, we'll look to see here early in the week how that unfolds. Drew Lock potential spot start. We'll see sort of what that is ultimately worth. I don't think he played horrible. I don't think he played good. It's tough to really expect much. I've always been of the mind it's tough to expect much from someone that comes in mid-game. It's really hard to judge those situations just because the person isn't practiced, prepared. You like to think and hope that they're on pace and preparing and all that stuff, but it's just hard to do. So we'll have to watch for that. They get a matchup this upcoming week. They are on the road against Pittsburgh. So that's a Sunday game. So it's probably not a great spot anyways, but so we'll be on the watch for that. If you're in an emergency start situation, that's potentially one. The other one's Garoppolo. Looks like it's going to be a multi-week calf injury. Maybe this is the situation where Trey Lance sort of takes over. We'll see. He was frustrated after the game. Garoppolo was. And it looks like it is going to be a multi-week injury where you just are going to be dealing with the recovery for this. So in relief, Lance goes 9 for 18, 157, 8.7 yards per attempt. He started pretty poorly and then came on a little bit later. Two touchdowns, zero interceptions, 7 for 41 on the ground. So that's positive, optimistic to start. We don't have any of the advanced metrics in yet, so that'll be more of a snap reaction thing later in the week. It's an optimistic start. We'll see there. They have San Francisco going to Arizona this upcoming week, and San Francisco is probably going to be between a 3 and 7 point underdog. So with a high total too. So we'll see there. That one will be an interesting spot. All right, high ankle for Joe Mixon week to week. Looks like the good doctor. Dr. Gene at Football Guys said Thursday is your key watch day. If he practices Thursday, you feel good about it. If he doesn't, you feel he's probably doubtful trending out. So that's an interesting spot there. That has to do with the swelling and stuff in the ankle. When he was out, 16 PRN snaps, 2 snaps for Evans. And so that's one where I could say, Evans is the one that sometimes can draw bigger attention and draw bigger hopes, I guess, for the dynasty community. I think that, he's got more sex appeal is probably the right way to describe it. With Piran, though, it's a big advantage in terms of the snaps. We'll see if that ultimately is how it unfolds. I'm not sure. I expect, 8-1 in favor of Piran. It probably comes back a little bit in. You got to remember too, you have the extended time too. So watch for if Mixon is out, I would think P. Ryan's a clear advantage guy and he should be added on he should be added, right? And he should be a guy that we had a fair amount of rostered spots, a fair amount of shares of him. And then we'll be watching for, Evans, this potential secondary add, if he's not already rostered, depending on the length of Mixon's injury. David Montgomery hyperextended his knee, it looks like. There's not a ton of video on it to show actually what happened. So it's an interesting one. 37 snaps for Montgomery, 7 for Williams, 2 for Herbert. So, there's not a ton of sample there, but it does look like it's Williams probably going to be the lead guy. And, a guy we probably had a fair share of. And this will be one where potential spot start or so. I think we're going to be watching for the Bone Bruise, I believe, is the actual consequence of a hyperextended knee that we're going to be watching for. So we'll see that. Hopefully he's getting an MRI. He's supposed to get an MRI early in the week, Monday. So maybe by the time you've heard this, we've already got news. Christian McCaffrey is dealing with a hamstring strain, likely still out this upcoming week. And I don't have snaps yet. Some games have snaps, some games don't for the NFL game book that they actually put out. But it's a clear advantage. Freeman blanked in the passing game, 3 for 12. Hubbard, 13 for 57 on the ground, 2 targets, 2 receptions, 14 yards. He's a quarter of a yard under expectation. So that's a little bit of a disappointment, but ultimately, like, it consolidates into being 15 touches and 71 yards. So not a huge game there, but you do kind of like the fact that it consolidates to him, and there will probably be better days from a scoring perspective ahead. Trey Sermon goes 19 for 89 in a much-anticipated, somewhat surprised lack of Eli Mitchell in the game. Sermon consolidates his role, question mark. 19 for 89. Again, nothing really in the passing game to note. We'll see when the routes come out sort of how involved he was there. But he goes exactly at expectation. So in terms of what had been with him, you kind of like where you're at. All right, the receivers, there's a bunch of stuff here with the receivers, and I think we'll probably pay attention to some guys that are going to be potentially returned from IR here coming up. Miles Boykin and Rashad Bateman are on their way back. Bateman probable for week 5. Boykin more questionable. Michael Thomas is on PUP. So again, that's week 7 plus. But we're sort of getting in the shouting range of it. So Michael Gallup is eligible to come off week 5. T.Y. Hilton's eligible to come off week 4, but it looks like week 10 or later. And those are really the big ones. And then, you got Tyrell Williams and stuff next week. But yeah, so those are the interesting ones there. We'll just do a quick rundown here. Dwayne Eskridge is on in the concussion protocol, so we'll see how that is. It's been a couple weeks now that's been going on, so that's scary. That's definitely scary. Hamstring strain for Danny Amendola. He's questionable for week 5. Elijah Moore, concussion protocol as well. Again, we'll see what his status on week 5 is here coming forward. Russell Gage is dealing with right ankle injury. Miles Boykin, like I said, he's potentially coming back here soon. And then some of the more relevant guys, we're waiting details on a knee injury for De'Ami Brown. Not too much there to see. DJ Shark is a left ankle fracture headed to IR. And this will be an interesting one because you've basically got one good year out of him and then a bunch of injuries that not entirely his fault, anything like that. So he's going to miss this year, and you're going to have a situation where he's going to be coming up contractually into a sort of uncertain situation, right? Because you're going to be facing the couple years of injuries. Like that Galladay track is really concerning for a guy. And so that's a concern for me. Shark's going to be a free agent this year. Sort of what does that offer? Be interested to see sort of how Jacksonville treats him. Be 26 next year. So again, he's not old, but be really interested to see how Jacksonville handles him. Is that a tag situation? I'm not sure he earns a tag. Are they just going to let him walk out? I'm really interested to see how that situation unfolds. And we're hoping for the best for him because he's been a good player and shown some stuff, but scary there with the injury history. Will Fuller dealing with a hand injury. I didn't see it, so not sure, not that I could really offer anything. But we're waiting on more information, hopefully early this week. Hamstring strain for Darius Slayton. Hamstring strain for Sterling Shepard. We'll be checking back this week for their ability after they missed. Chase Claypool, again, hamstring strain. We'll see there with him what the status of that is. And then T. Higgins dealing with that shoulder injury should be back for week 5. And Julio and A.J. Brown should be questionable for week five. So we'll be definitely watching that for sure. In terms of, you know, some guys, some contributors, and some guys in the AOD orbit that are probably relevant to your teams and your rosters. Gronkowski is dealing with a rib injuries and a punctured lung. So he's doubtful for week five. Looks like week six plus coming out. So we'll be on the watch for him potentially. You know, maybe it's an extended period. I do think it's good that they didn't put him on IR, so that gives us a little bit of hope. James O'Shaughnessy is potentially coming back from a high ankle sprain. And that's one where you could say, like, hey, that might be of some interest. But, again, they brought in Dan Arnold, too, so they've got more competitors in for that job. I'm not sure it's a clean return. Logan Thomas suffered a right hamstring strain during the game. Doubtful for week five. Looks like it's going to be a multi-week injury, so we'll be on the watch for that. And again, I don't know if there's a clear, I don't know if there's a clear answer or anything for them and the backup spot. Again, now you're getting to the bottom of the barrel it's unfortunate because you're getting to the bottom of the barrel of talent there, both from a, you know, from a the perspective of supporting cast, but also it's a lack of Fitzpatrick too. And so you're going down a step, I think, in terms of Heineke. And then, you know, what do you expect in terms of a tight end stepping in? Is it going to be Bates or someone else on the roster? You know, that'll be an interesting thing I'll be looking for. I'll probably track some of the media here this week and see sort of what they have to offer. And again, we'll see what snaps, all the snap stuff have to offer as well, just because there wasn't, you know, that's not something that typically is available on late Sunday night when we're recording this. So that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, we're going to be checking the running back stuff in terms of that big, you know, some of that big news stuff. And I think that's really the, you know, we'll be trying to tighten up on P. Ryan and, you know, Drew Lock might be relevant. Trey Lance, you might dust him off, those sorts of things. So we will be looking forward to that, and we'll have you covered here all week. We're going to do positional snap reactions again this week. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.